New Yorkers are not afraid and won't become victimized by paranoia, fear-mongering, and rhetoric that's been surfacing after the Paris attacks. That's the message from Councilmember Carlos Menchaca.
And we are not going to become victimized from this this kind of rhetoric that is not only damaging to the cause of America's founding principles, but also to the fear-mongering and the paranoia that's so easy to throw out into the world. And so we're going to stick to our own commitment in the local, in here in our kind of local ecosystem of support. And I'm just so proud of New York every time this happens.
Menchaca, who is chair of the City Council's Committee on Immigration, represents a large Chinese and Latino immigrant population. He says people in his communities are hoping for immigration reform. They are workers who pay their taxes, who contribute to their local schools, families who are united, who want to come out of the shadows and feel like they are welcome.
What do we want?
Immigration relief.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
President Obama's immigration reform would make all the difference to these families. They joined Councilmember Menchaca at City Hall on the anniversary of President Obama's executive action on immigration.
I love my community.
Bianca McLeod from Ecuador has been living in the U.S. for 15 years. She has her residence card, but she's fighting for others.
It's going to be the immigration relief for all people that doesn't have, you know, alien cards, and they need to have some work permits and also Social Security, too. So we would like to have DAPA approved by the court, so people can have papers to work legally and stay living here in New York.
DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program for Dreamer students. And there's an expanded version of DAPA, Deferred Action for Parents of U.S. Citizens and Permanent Residents, in Obama's executive action. This would provide relief from deportation and work authorization to up to 5 million immigrants nationwide. Jose Perez is attorney with Latino Justice PearlDEF, the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund.
It does not confer any type of legal status or immigration status. It all says that we know that you're here, we're not going to take efforts to remove you, and at the same time permits them to be eligible for employment authorization on a case-by-case basis, which means that they again then apply for a Social Security number and work on the books legally.
Obama took the executive action to fix the nation's broken immigration policy because of Congress's inaction over reform. It was blocked by Texas and other red states, who filed an injunction to stop it from going forward. On November 2nd, a lower court ruled to keep the injunction in place. Anle Lovalstan is with Faith in New York, and Greg Housen is with Campaign for Citizenship.
We are now disappointed and disgusted that DACA and DAPA has been halted due to broken politics and systematic racism that deems some more worthy of citizenship than others.
Pero ahora estamos decepcionados de que DACA y DAPA se ha detenido debido a una fractura de la política y el racismo sistemático que considera a algunos más digno que otros.
But on Friday, there was good news. The Justice Department requested that the Supreme Court take up the case and decide it. Perez says the hope is that the High Court will accept the significance of the case.
Take it up and then schedule an abbreviated, they control their calendar, determining when the parties would have to file briefs, hold arguments next spring, hopefully by March or April, and then render a decision in by June, which would hopefully invalidate or reverse the Fifth Circuit and allow these programs to go forward.
Alstan stands among immigrants holding signs which read, "Stop separating families. Supreme Court, you can stop the delays of immigrant relief."
We are calling on the Supreme Court to hear the case during its current term and rule in the administration's favor by June, so that DACA and DAPA can go into effect and our families can receive relief and justice.
Hacemos una llamada a la Suprema Corte para conocer del asunto durante su actual mandato y gobernar a favor de la administración en junio, para que DACA y DAPA puedan entrar en vigor y nuestras familias puedan recibir alivio y justicia.
I'm currently 35 years old, and I've been on DACA for more than 30 years, which has been challenging to say the least.
Zhang Menyu, who would benefit from DACA, is a member of the Min Kwan Center for Community Action. He arrived in the U.S. from Seoul, South Korea, when he was a year old with his parents and little brother. He went to Stuyvesant High School.
Eventually, I went to college and graduated magna cum laude, but unfortunately, due to my legal status, only had jobs that were as a grocery stock boy and a flower store. But currently, I'm studying for the LSAT, trying to aspire to my dream of going to law school and becoming ultimately a great federal judge.
President Obama's executive order on immigration would make a world of difference to John Menu and all the other immigrants who are living in the shadows. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.